track 8, and now we come to letters to the editor. There are three, but as two of them are on the subject which is covered very much in the media, we're only going to read one, and it's going to be read for you by Bill.
Broken politics and broken economics. A letter from Laurie Taylor via email. Our government has recently had a difficult time in deciding how to increase defence spending, arguably quite necessary in the present circumstances. The problem seems to be where and what spending to cut to be able to reallocate money to defence. John Maynard Keynes, who I consider was the most insightful economist of the 20th century, said in April 1942, he'd been brought into government by Churchill to advise on war economics, "Anything we can actually do, we can afford." He was highlighting that the true restraints on government actions are the availability of physical resources, that is, labour and materials. Since the late 1970s, our governments have unthinkingly or intentionally pursued neo-liberalised neoclassical economics, which pump money from the poorest to the wealthiest. The post-war consensus from 1945 to about 1975 showed the way, before Hayek and Friedman, with big money funding, insinuated their thinking into Margaret Thatcher's head. Not surprising, then, that the UK's politics and economics are so broken. Maybe the first question to be asked when thinking of defence spending is, what are we defending and why?